Well, Iran's deputy foreign minister says that Tehran and Moscow have agreed to jointly help Iraq combat terrorism. Hossein Amir Abdullahian says that Tehran and Moscow will firmly stand by the Iraqi nation and government to protect the country's integrity and sovereignty. He added that both countries are strongly opposed to a Zionist plot that aims to split Iraq into smaller countries. Tehran and Moscow believe that Baghdad should seriously consider convening parliament to form a government alongside efforts to combat terrorism. On the future of Iraq, Abdullahian said that Tehran will respect and back any coalition formed by Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's State of the Law coalition that has won the most parliamentary seats in recent elections. Crossing over to London, joined by Middle East expert Mr. Zayd al-Issa. Good to have you with us, Mr. al-Issa. Looking at the situation, the significance now of Tehran and Moscow saying that they together will help Iraq combat the terrorists in the situation that they're facing.
Well, I have to say this is highly significant and would basically mean turning a corner, because it comes right in the face of Americans, the USA, refusing to honor its obligations under the treaty it signed with Iraq. This treaty is actually now not worth the paper it's written on, because the US have basically dithered, hesitated, and Obama has prevaricated on actually honoring this agreement. And the Americans, we can clearly see, are having cold feet about it, and they've been dragging their feet. They have adamantly refused to supply Iraq with the fighter jets and the Apache helicopters that Iraq has already paid the money for since 2011. And that's what Obama has mentioned recently, that the Americans don't want to leave Iraq. He had a major change of heart about it. He wanted to leave 5,000 troops, American troops, on the ground. And he said it very clearly that it was because of Maliki's refusal that the Americans had to leave. So the Americans are pretty angry about it. They want to teach not just Maliki, but the Iraqi government a lesson that it doesn't forget that it has to rely on the Americans. So the objective of the Americans is actually to regain their waning influence in Iraq, and also to press the Iraqi government to form and forge a new government that is tailored to not only to meet but to serve the American interests, which have dwindled in Iraq after the American forces have been forced to leave Iraq. Now, what we see the Iranian government and also the Russians are doing are simply backing up, standing shoulder to shoulder with a democratically elected government and fighting the main threat that is posed to the Iraqi government and the Iraqi people, which is due largely to the Americans turning Iraq to the central front of fighting Al-Qaeda.
Okay, Mr. al-Issa, let me just get to another point. Let me just look at another aspect of this, and that is the breaking up of Iraq. Both Iran and now Russia have talked about the importance, one, of forming a government being led by Maliki's coalition very quickly, as soon as possible, and also doing whatever it takes not to have Iraq break up. We're seeing from various entities and media outlets now continually talking about the eventual breakup of Iraq. Do you think, with the help of this Moscow-Tehran alliance, with the government hopefully that will be formed very soon in Iraq, that the central government will be strong enough not to have that country fall apart?
Well, let's be clear about it. Since day one, since 2003, the Saudi government have adamantly refused to recognize the democratic process in Iraq. It never had any diplomatic representation in Iraq, and it had gone out of its way, tried every trick in the book to derail, discredit, destabilize, with the ultimate goal of dismantling the political process in Iraq, which it perceives as a major existential threat, fearing that it will basically inspire and embolden its people, who have been deprived of any form of representation, being that Saudi Arabia is actually the bastion of dictatorship, which has been at the forefront, spearheading all the counter-revolutions to prop up and shore up dictatorship in various Arab and Islamic countries. Now, what they want, because they have spectacularly failed in actually restoring tyrannical and dictatorship in Iraq, they want, as their overarching goal, is to actually oust Maliki. For them, Maliki has been a threat because he has managed and stood because he has been steadfastly determined and has shown unwavering commitment to hold Iraq together as a sovereign nation, and he has pointed the finger of blame at Saudi Arabia, saying that the main media, political arming and financing has come directly from Saudi Arabia, and it is responsible for actually hosting the main backers of dictatorship and terrorism in Iraq. So now the Saudis are out to get him.
Thank you so much. I'm so sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Zaid Alisa, but we're out of time. Okay. Middle East expert out of London.